Remember when a single job could support a family for decades? Those days are gone. The traditional career ladder has collapsed, leaving us to navigate an uncertain landscape where specialization no longer guarantees security. Before the Industrial Revolution, most people naturally lived portfolio lives, mastering multiple skills while maintaining self-sufficiency. Industrialization changed everything, dividing labor into specialized tasks and creating the middle class through stable, family-supporting jobs. But that social contract has shattered. Housing costs have skyrocketed 40% while wages remain flat. Healthcare expenses have doubled since the 1980s. Childcare prices have risen over 1,000% since 1977. The economic model we inherited simply isn't working. Yet within this collapse lies an unexpected gift: freedom from narrow specialization and linear career paths. With potentially decades more working years than our parents, we can redefine success on our own terms, discarding the cult of ambition that's made so many miserable. What if we could build lives that honor our multidimensional nature while creating both stability and flexibility? What if our careers could adapt to our changing needs rather than forcing us to contort our lives around rigid structures? The portfolio life offers precisely this possibility: a revolutionary approach to work that embraces complexity rather than fighting against it. Many of us exist at the intersection of multiple interests and talents. The portfolio life stands on four essential pillars that honor this complexity. First, separate your identity from your job title. Society's drive to categorize people as left-brained or right-brained, creative or analytical, fails to capture our multifaceted nature. Think and, not or. Second, embrace optionality by keeping multiple paths open. Dr. Omawa Shields exemplifies this. After pausing her astronomy PhD for an acting career, she returned to science 16 years later, now combining theatrical techniques with science communication. Innovation often comes with experience. The average successful startup founder is 45, and Nobel laureates typically create their breakthrough work later in life. Third, diversify to manage risk. Relying on a single career path is precarious. Over 40% of American adults experience layoffs, and nearly 50% face layoff anxiety. Like investors, portfolio lifers create stability through multiple income streams and skill sets. Finally, maintain flexibility to adapt to life changes. Whether caring for family, relocating, or facing burnout, portfolio lifers can reshape their commitments rather than abandoning their careers. Life, especially a portfolio life, isn't a straight upward line. It's a winding path that includes failure. Most millennials were conditioned to avoid failure, interpreting "you can be anything" as pressure to succeed. Protected by helicopter parenting and sheltered from small failures, many first encountered serious setbacks during the Great Recession, where even academic excellence couldn't guarantee success. Despite seeking safe paths, failure remains inevitable. The relationship between risk and reward is mathematical. Low risk brings low rewards, while high risk offers greater potential returns but lower probability. Traditional single-career paths, once considered low risk, now represent a poor investment, medium-high risk with minimal reward. Failure serves a crucial purpose. It builds resilience and adaptability. The best strategy is to fail small and often. As Harvard's Shikhar Ghosh notes, embracing minor failures as learning opportunities reduces the risk of catastrophic collapse. Consider what new skill you might practice, not for mastery, but to become comfortable with imperfection and growth. You're more than your job title. You're a multidimensional person with unique talents and aspirations. Find your personal Venn diagram by understanding what makes you distinct and what you can offer the world. See yourself through others' eyes by asking three questions. When have you seen me happiest? What do you come to me for? Where do I stand out? Their answers reveal overlooked patterns about yourself. Just 5 to 7 conversations can identify patterns, while 12 reveal over 90% of key insights. External perspectives often unveil superpowers we take for granted. Rather than pursuing well-roundedness, become memorably well-lopsided by embracing your natural talents. Find your weirdly shaped puzzle piece, your unique combination of skills, and seek opportunities where you'll naturally thrive. What blend of interests and perspectives makes you uniquely valuable? Where do your seemingly unrelated passions intersect to create something new? Understanding different portfolio life business models helps identify which approach suits you best. Moonlighters maintain full-time jobs while pursuing side projects. The primary role provides stability while secondary work offers creativity or income diversification. Like Bethany Baptiste, who teaches preschool while writing science fiction. The key challenge is avoiding burnout. Zigzaggers make sequential moves between industries. Katherine Jennings switched from teaching to medicine at 34, while Dr. Robert Lang left physics to become an origami artist. Success requires crafting a compelling narrative around transitions. Multi-hyphenates pursue multiple fields simultaneously or merge diverse interests. Kat Mustatea combines playwriting and technology, pioneering work at their intersection. While fulfilling, this path often faces questions about focus. Consider which model or blend of approaches aligns with your circumstances and temperament. Design your life portfolio, combining work, community, hobbies, and personal time to meet your needs and adapt as circumstances change. Start by listing 100 wishes for your life, including professional goals, bold dreams, and practical aims. Group these by themes to identify any imbalances. Then, reflect on times when you were happiest or most fulfilled to determine specific needs. Define exact numbers rather than vague goals like enough money. Track a typical week's time allocation and create a pie chart of your de facto portfolio. Match activities to needs they fulfill and note which needs remain unmet. Compare this distribution against your wishes to see if your time usage aligns with life goals. Design an intentional portfolio that better serves your priorities by addressing unmet needs through work projects, hobby time, or community engagement. Keep your capacity utilization at 85% or less, never 100% or higher, to allow for unexpected events and maintenance. Like Marie Kondo's approach, evaluate time commitments by whether they spark joy. The portfolio life is a holistic approach that honors your complexity and creates space for all your facets to shine. By embracing this complexity, you build resilience against uncertainty while living authentically. You'll face challenges, but you'll navigate them with greater flexibility, diverse resources, and a stronger sense of identity beyond any single role. Your identity becomes something you actively craft rather than passively receive. The portfolio life is an evolving journey, not a destination. Your portfolio can expand, contract, and transform as your circumstances and priorities shift. In our rapidly changing world, building a fulfilling life requires new approaches. You deserve joy, growth, love, adventure, beauty, and rest. Though this path requires effort, it offers what previous generations lacked, the perfect blend of stability and flexibility that honors your multidimensional nature.